Welcome to In Our Nature, the UW Sustainability Podcast. I'm Damon Eklund, the Communications Manager for UW Sustainability, and with me today is Jen Conley, the Student Sustainability Coordinator at UW Tacoma. Welcome, Jen.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Let's start with, tell us a little bit about your role. What is the Student Sustainability Coordinator at UW Tacoma? What do you do?
Yeah, so the Student Sustainability Coordinator role is new. I was hired in May 2022, so this is a whole new role, and I oversee the Husky Sustainability Fund, which is also new on campus, and I oversee everything related to that fund, manage two students who also work within the Husky Sustainability Fund and with sustainability programming on campus, and I spend a lot of time working with students, faculty, and staff to think of projects, work through projects, and manage sustainability-related events and projects on campus.
And what is the Husky Sustainability Fund?
So the Husky Sustainability Fund, like I said, it's new this year, and we just opened grants in fall for students to use, but the Husky Sustainability Fund provides grant funding for student-led and student-focused sustainability projects on or around the UWT campus that contribute to building a more equitable, just, and healthy community and planet.
And for those that might be more familiar with UW Seattle, that's essentially like the Campus Sustainability Fund that's right. Been around for quite a while at UW Seattle, and this is a relatively new fund at UW Tacoma. And I know this is something that our office has talked with people at UW Tacoma about for some time. It's been something that people at UW Tacoma have kind of hoped to have in place for a while. So how did the fund come about? What, you know, how did the fund get started? What kind of led to the creation of the fund here?
Yeah, so all of this history that I'll give was before me, so I'll do my best. But I know that a lot of the sustainability efforts that have happened at UW Tacoma started with students, either in classes or passion projects that they wanted to pursue. From the student passion, we have a UWT-wide sustainability committee, and that committee decided, probably through conversations also with UW Seattle looking at the Campus Sustainability Fund, that it might be beneficial to have a similar fund on our campus to promote and also provide essential funding for these projects that may not have funding coming from elsewhere. So through the sustainability committee, they wrote some proposals and also did a couple of green fee campaigns to get a regular fee on campus. Those did not succeed, but the request to the student activities fee committee did succeed in 2021. And that's how my position was funded and the other student positions that work under my supervision were funded. And that's sort of how it started. And in fall 2022 was the first time we accepted applications. And this is our first full, will be our first full academic year actually accepting applications.
So since the fund is new, you're kind of new, like, walk us through kind of what have you been doing since you came on to, you know, kind of get this fund up and running, to let people at UW Tacoma know about the fund? What have the steps been to try to get this going?
I think with every new initiative within academia or in other organizations, it takes a lot of legwork in terms of setting up a structure first. So that's what we started with. We didn't have any sort of application. We didn't have eligibility requirements. So we set up all of the groundwork over the summer for that, so that we could even start to look at proposals and start to get the word out. And then one big thing is, because we're a new program, and I think sometimes sustainability is a huge subject and a huge word, there has been a lot of push from our team to do sustainability education and helping people understand what that means, going beyond just like, yes, it includes recycling, and yes, it includes planting trees and turning off the tap and turning off your lights, but it can include much more than that. And what that means for our campus, especially being an urban campus within the city of Tacoma, Sustainability can look like a lot of different things and can incorporate a lot of social sustainability aspects. So, we spent a lot of time doing a lot of outreach into classrooms, into faculty meetings, making sure that we were showing up and tabling at student involvement events, and really prioritizing one-on-one meetings with students and staff and faculty mentors to help them understand what's possible on our campus, and that even helping people understand that we exist because we're new. So I think those efforts, especially our outreach efforts, really have helped get the word out. And I think just time also helps. As time goes by, people start seeing the projects that we are supporting, and the more our team gets to talk with other organizations around campus and make those partnerships, that's really what we spend most of our time doing, and it has paid off for sure.
And you mentioned people or students seeing the projects on campus. Has there been enough time? Are there already some projects up and running? Or what kind of projects have you seen both applying and that have been funded so far?
Fall was a little bit slow in terms of getting projects. We spent a lot of time doing outreach. And we did fund one event that was a slam poetry event that explored sort of retaining different cultures and different identities within like American culture. And it was a slam poetry event, and we helped fund that. And we also, before, like right at the beginning of the summer, also funded another project within our Giving Garden here on campus to help provide them. They needed to switch out the roof in order to sustain solar panels on their shed roof because they don't have power there. So those are the two main projects that happened within like the fall summer. So it was pretty slow. But then coming into winter, I think people started really hearing about us and got excited and started understanding sort of what they could use this fund for. And we ended up getting 17 applications, but we have mini and large grants. So mini grants are up to $1,000, and large grants is anything over that. And we funded another event that did already occur during winter about COVID, exploring different COVID insecurities and how students felt and the resources they needed on campus. And that was an exploration through photographs that a psychology class actually put on. And then we just finished our review of the other 16 proposals that came in, both large grants and mini grants. Anything, we have projects, they're sort of all over the map. So we have projects that are directly looking at waste sorting and are we doing recycling, compost, and garbage correctly. They're gonna put specific signs on a lot of the bins around campus and see if that helps. And then we have other projects that are really focused on social sustainability. We have an experimental sort of art dumpling making workshop exploring sort of the history of the anti-Chinese violence that happened here in Tacoma and connecting that with different agricultural practices that we see around the world now. Yeah, it's like a super broad and super awesome creative pool of projects that we received. I'm really impressed. It's sort of hard to put in words all of the different ones that we have, but I think on this campus we have a lot of opportunity to not just focus on what I think I specifically grew up in thinking about, like greening things or like sustainability in general, just being related to the environment. But I think a lot of the projects that we're getting are very interdisciplinary in terms of both looking at environmental and social and community health issues in our community.
That gets into a little bit about what I wanted to touch on next, which is just the nature of UW-Tacoma, the campus. You know, it's, as you mentioned, it's an urban campus. It's a little bit of a smaller student population than UW Seattle, and the students, might have a slightly different demographic background, a lot of commuters, maybe students from different, backgrounds, different periods in life. Talk a little bit about how, even before the Husky Sustainability Fund, how you think sustainability has kind of been integrated into UW Tacoma, and maybe where you think the fund can really help enhance, some of these sustainability efforts, both, as you said, on the environmental side and kind of that social side of sustainability.
Well, I think before the fund, I think this campus has some really unique degree programs that I think are giving students an opportunity to explore different sustainability topics through an urban lens. So our urban studies department is really, really focuses on sustainability. I'm pretty sure almost every degree within that school has some sort of sustainability component, whether that's like taking a class or it's focused on sustainable urban design. And then we also have a lot of really relevant social sustainability conversations and degrees going on in terms of like our gender and labor studies program. And I think we're just like uniquely positioned because we're really part of the community, and our campus was created because the community really pushed for that. I think we're seeing specifically on campus, but in our community partnerships too, just seeing that sustainability is becoming a larger part of sort of the campus consciousness, like how we think about planning things, how we're growing into the future, how we're interacting with each other, what we want to provide students in terms of programming, what do we want to focus on? I'm seeing that our campus and community are sort of changing and shifting into thinking like, how can we create more community partnerships? How can we not just think of our individual actions, which are super important, but how can we think of like larger changes and like lasting projects or initiatives that will have an impact further into the future? Yeah, I'm just seeing a shift in sort of how we view our community impact also as a university. What we do have a lot of commuters, and we have a lot of students who are not the traditional like 4-year come in as freshmen, and a lot of them bring really unique perspectives to both their like academic work, but also in like how we function as a campus and how we serve them. And I think this fund has been the first step in the creation of sort of just like sustainable programming on campus. And as our community starts to learn about sustainability and sort of our fund specifically, I think there will be more opportunities for students to participate in sort of sustainability education and like how they fit into the bigger picture. 'Cause I think that's the hardest part. Like, how do I make an impact? How do I matter? And why do I matter? And so we're looking at leadership programming and how can we build these pathways so that when they do leave the university and go into the community, which is the whole sort of goal, they're bringing sort of the sustainability mindset, or just like, how do we make sure that our community is healthy and safe and has all these things into the future, right? Which is just the base of sustainability.
One of the things that always strikes me is just a visitor to the UW Tacoma campus. I've only been there a handful of times and I don't really know the community of the campus that well. But just as a visitor to the campus and the actual physical campus, a lot of times, as you said, like traditionally when people think of sustainability, I think they often think of green space or space outside of a city, pastoral image. And UW Tacoma, as you said, is very urban. It's, kind of just really integrated into the streetscape, but there's a couple things that as you start looking, a lot of the buildings are use that at least the historical exterior of buildings. And so you're kind of got that sustainability in the built environment in terms of like reusing what's already there. You've got the Prairie Line Trail, which is a unused or a former railway that runs right through the heart of campus that's been reimagined and into kind of a pedestrian trail that has some bioswales. And at least I think that when I was there before, there was signage talking about how that natural filtration of the storm water works. And I know you mentioned already the Giving Garden that's near campus. So it's it's always really striking in that, you know, it's probably not the first type of environment that people think of when they think of sustainability. But for that urban campus, once you start looking, there's a lot of ways that it's really integrated into kind of how UW-Tacoma has been built and how the planning purpose is there. So I think that that's really interesting, just like I said, from the, you know, kind of the physical standpoint. And then to hear you talk about the community and how those integrated, I think there's a lot of opportunity, it seems like, to really have people think about sustainability in new and different ways and think, as you said, how they can interact with that. And so what I want to kind of go from there is actually talk, can you tell us a little bit more about how those aspects, how the, you know, the community of UW-Tacoma utilizes those? Like, you know, you've got the Prairie Line Trail just as a way to kind of move through campus, but then also the Giving Garden, the physical aspects of campus that kind of relate to sustainability work more with the community and how the students and staff at UW-Tacoma might interact with the Giving Garden, for example.
I think that there are actually, I like the point that you made that there are sort of small pieces of sustainability sort of built into the university. It's very true. And the Giving Garden is actually one of the larger pieces of sustainability that I think gets a little bit overlooked because it's not directly within the like main campus area. The Giving Garden has about 50 raised beds and a pretty large greenhouse. They are open to the public and students on campus. Students can volunteer. And all the food that is grown within the Giving Garden is donated to the campus pantry. So all of it directly goes to students. So grown by students and goes to students. And it's a really, really cool program. And they have a lot of open green space within the garden for students to go and hang out. And they're actively working right now to try to make more spaces for students to feel invited to stay there and study or just have more activities and events within that space. In terms of other places on campus, I think there's a lot of integration of both walking trails and places that are just more foliated, have more trees and more bushes. But we also have sort of an integration of like really cool art to tell a story of those spaces as well. And there's along one of the walls, I think it is along Prairie Line Trail, is a really cool art piece of sort of the waterways connecting within the South Sound and has a lot of the indigenous names of those waterways as well. So I think we have a lot of these small pieces of both simultaneously connecting with our community and like the land that this university is on, and also those green spaces for students to spend time in.
One of the other aspects where you talked about you've got a lot of different types of experience with the students coming in, a lot of commuter students, students who might be in not necessarily on that, you know, 4 years right out of high school and different points in their life, different life experience coming in. But that also means that, you know, a lot of you don't have the residential housing on campus. So students may not be on campus. It feels like it might be a little harder to build some of those community aspects that you talked about. And so what is it that UW-Tacoma is doing to try to reach those students in different ways? And how do you think the Husky Sustainability Fund kind of can play into that?
That's a really good question, and it's something we talk about all the time because our campus does serve a really unique population of students. And I think one of the biggest things that we've had success in, and I think most places will say this as well, is listening to what students want and hearing them when they say, we don't have enough spaces where we can bring our family to come participate in activities. So therefore, we won't come to activities at UW-Tacoma because they're not family friendly. That's just one example. We really actively try to put on a variety of programming, not only at different times of day, some students only come to campus 2 times a week because that's when their classes are. So we try to hit with that in mind the days where the most students are here, but also make sure that we're trying to be equitable in terms of if you have Monday, Wednesday classes, Tuesday, Thursday classes, we'll sometimes make events or programming happen twice a week so that all the students who are coming onto campus have some sort of equal opportunity to participate. But a lot of our programs, and I think why a lot of our different programming and student involvement, when it has been successful, it's been primarily led by students. So letting students take sort of the lead and be the voices, because once other students see that they have a peer who's telling them they should be more involved or participate, and they're being invited to be a part of this community. Once you're in the community, you're a part of the community. And there's some really strong student groups on campus who are excellent at creating that sort of student community, even though we do have one dorm here on campus, but it doesn't house that many people. Creating that community outside of a res life situation is challenging, but I think meeting students where they're at and also hearing what their interests are, what their passions are. A lot of our students have like really excellent passions that apply very well to the real world and what they want to do next. So a lot of our programming, and especially what I see for the Husky Sustainability Fund, is we're just a launching point for them. Like we're their one step to be a part of like a real project that they get to see realized here on campus. And because our funding does allow for students to be paid for the work that they're doing, I think that makes a really huge difference. And that opens up the opportunities for our students, especially because they're spending all this time and effort commuting here, but they also have families and other obligations outside of school. Allowing them to pursue one of their passions, but also get financial compensation for that, has been really important, I think, for our student population. I'm trying to think of other ways, but I think mostly just really listening to students and following their lead and encouraging them to pursue projects that help them in their real life. We have all sorts of programs for families, for students we have a lot of community college transfers. So I think building projects off of sort of those communal experiences have been really impactful, and students tend to participate when they feel like they belong.
So now that the Husky Sustainability Fund is established and has at least a year under its belt, are there things that you want to do in the future to either expand the programming or make sure you're addressing different aspects with this fund on campus?
We have a lot of different ideas of what sustainability and the fund and sort of the larger picture of sustainability at the university could look like. I think one of my main goals for our program, and I think we're seeing this already succeed and seeing sort of different ideas and like additional programming coming in around it, is really, I think we can't do effective sustainability work or even just like change making work without having sort of inclusive education and allowing like any student, no matter what your major, you don't have to be an environmental sustainability major, environmental science, or even urban studies major to think about sustainability within your sort of not only degree, but your life. I think one of our main goals is like, how do we make that just sort of a given that you think about in all of your classes? Like, how does sustainability relate to your computer science degree? And so making all of those connections, I think, is one of the really big pieces that we've been working on. And because we don't have a sustainability office, we just have our team. I think eventually expanding into a sustainability office that does have sort of the educational programming piece, maybe run by students. And then also, we have this aspect of sort of facilities management, sustainability, and student involvement. And how can we all three of those buckets sort of work together eventually? Because I think we have sort of all of those aspects. They're just all sort of disjointed right now. So creating sort of a continuity over time of what our fund could mean, and also just what sustainability means here at UWT and how it can be integrated. We have a sustainability plan as UW, but how do we as like our campus live up to that sustainability plan? And also we have like a lot of opportunity here to think about creating a more living lab model where it's integrated in, into all the different spaces, because ultimately I think most businesses and like the world is kind of moving in a direction where sustainability is sort of in the back of or should be in the back of everybody's mind as we move forward, because we're facing all these different like climate challenges, but also social justice issues, and it's all connected. So the more we can integrate it into all of our programming, I think the better equipped students will be into the future. But I really think the main thing that I see in the future is sort of shifting the collective consciousness to just thinking more as a whole instead of individual.
And I'll kind of wrap it up on this, but when you think about sustainability at the University of Washington Tacoma and either what's happening now or looking down the road to the future of what might be happening, what kind of excites you about what's happening for sustainability on campus?
Oh, there are a lot of things that are exciting. I think as we grow as a program, it's super exciting to see that people all around campus, students, staff, and faculty, all three of those groups are now actively participating and are excited about their projects. I think I mentioned when we were talking about projects, just the creativity that has been brought to a lot of these projects has just really, really impressed me. And I think a lot of our projects are that we're receiving are really rooted in like social justice issues and are really, really interdisciplinary. And I think will be really impactful for our campus on the long term, like in our long-term plan. So I'm just really excited to see these new opportunities, not just for students to have more access to resources, but also have all these new projects on campus to try to make things more efficient, create more spaces for students to be outside and feel safe. But also, I think I'm just really excited to see all the different, like I talk about partnerships all the time, but those are so important. And I think I see us creating stronger outside of the just UWT community partnerships within Tacoma. And I think that makes us stronger as an institution, and it just like creates a richer community. So we're not just a separate piece that like lives within the city, but we're actually integrated into this community and this system that we are all trying to contribute to and live within. That all to say, I think I'm excited just that I think we're seeing movement and excitement about sustainability, and no longer like I think there's a lot of shame around, oh, I'm using these resources that I'm not supposed to be using, or we live in like an inherently unsustainable world. And I think I'm seeing people step out of that into these really creative areas of like what can we do? And it's really hopeful and very like optimistic. In just a really impactful and exciting way, just to see the different and really unique projects that can come that are going to exist on our campus now.
Well, I think that's a great note to wrap it up on, and I look forward to getting back to Tacoma soon to see the impact of some of these changes on campus. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.